Hachette Audio presents Her Father's Secret, written by Sarah Bladel, translated by Mark Klein, read by Molly Parker Myers. To my friend Preben, who told me about Racine. Chapter 1. If she'd known what was about to happen, she probably would have just leaned back and enjoyed the show. Instead, Ilka stared anxiously over at the house, steeling herself to walk up and knock on the door. The coffee in the paper cup was cold, but she drank it anyway, hoping it would help. She clutched the 5 letters in her lap. It was hard to see the most recent one as anything other than a threat. You have a week to pay. Otherwise, the truth will come out. Maggie. It had been lying on the reception desk yesterday, inside an envelope at the bottom of a stack of mail. Immediately, Ilka had recognized the feminine handwriting. Several days after arriving in Racine, she'd discovered the first 4 letters in an upstairs room at her father's funeral home, bound together by a brittle rubber band, all from 1997 to 98, with Maggie's signature on them. The envelopes had no stamps or return addresses. Nothing in the letters hinted at what her father could have been trying to conceal. But honestly, Ilka had plenty on her plate without having to deal with this mystery. She'd recently inherited his Wisconsin funeral home, despite the fact that she and her mother hadn't heard from him, not a single peep, since he'd abandoned them 33 years ago. The first letter was dated June 1997.